Season two.
Hey everyone.
Woo! Welcome to season two of the Musicians Insider. I can almost say it. I'm Cronus, and today we have very special guests with us, Zach and Chance from Falsett.
What's going on?
Fresh back from four shows with major label band Dream Theater on a tour. So let's talk about these shows before we do anything else, and then we'll get back to the basis of life and where it started.
Absolutely. Hey, man,
let's
thanks
hear
for having
it.
Us on, by the way.
Hey, thanks for joining my podcast. It's always good to have Chance back on, number two. Last, you know what? His podcast had the most views I ever had on a podcast, so maybe this one will outdo it, and leave a comment in the comments.
Yeah, man. So the tour, eh? It was great.
It was great.
It was a great time. First tour back from, you know, being shut down for the past 2 years, so it was quite the experience, especially being a local, you know, startup band for the longest time, and then, you know, being put on a tour like that.
It's like rags to riches, so. Right? Weird sort of like from this to that.
Yeah,
indie to major so quick, but then it's like, well, I guess my question is, what was the sort of the thing that you learned by doing a show that big that you wouldn't know unless you've done that show? Like for other bands who've never done a show of this level, and what was the venue, like the Bell Center? Montreal, or where were you from?
Place Bell, Montreal. Yeah. The Meridian Hall used to be the Sony Center in Toronto.
And how many people is that hole?
Over 3,000, I think. Just over 3,000.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's crazy.
There's, you know what?
It's weird though. Like I was chill. I was calm for the shows, which I expected to be like way more nervous, which we were like leading up to the tour. But once we were on tour, we're like, a show's a show. You know, once we got out there on stage, it just all... The rehearsals all just came back to us, and we like felt like we were back in the rehearsal rooms.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's how and why you rehearse so much before you go. You see bands, they have 3 weeks of rehearsals for their tour. People are like, what, 9 to 5? Like, yeah, there's a reason. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, any surprises?
A couple surprises.
A couple like technical difficulties here and there, but it all got sorted out by the second show. And regardless of the technical difficulties, to the crowd it was almost seamless and still went over pretty well. So
for you now, this is a special thing because, you know, you're opening for your dad's band. Obviously that's a big thing. What was that like?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was something, dude, it's something I wanted to do since I was a little kid.
I'm sure he really was proud moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, yeah. Man. Congrats. That's sick. I think that's awesome you got to do that.
It
so
was great.
Any was there any moments, because I didn't go to the shows, I didn't see them yet, but were there moments together that we're gonna see soon, like highlights of?
Yeah, we shot a ton of footage from this tour, so we're really looking forward to putting all that out there for everyone to see.
Our good buddy Alex McFarland actually came out with us for
the Trenches Media
for the entire tour, and yeah, he's a great videographer and captured a lot of great stuff.
So you're
excited to see it, yeah.
Did you shoot any live footage for your, like, you can do a video for one of the songs?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we are putting together a live music video for the one track off the new album.
Does people know what song it is yet, or is it still decided?
No one knows, no.
No one knows.
Ooh, so to be now.
Surprise.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I'm not here to interview you either. I'm here to have a conversation. So what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
I want to talk about you, man.
Yeah.
What's up? What's new? How you doing? What's going on?
Well, season two.
Yep.
You know, I just sort of learned from my management that I have to book shows. Nice. And I said, well, okay, let's book shows. So I'm working on methods to do that. I think we want to do one big show in Toronto. I haven't picked the venue, but it might be something like the Horseshoe. Hopefully Craig will let us.
Nice.
If not, something similar. And then the idea is to invite a lot of people and just promote the hell out of the show and have a great, you know, turnout. Maybe, you know, who knows, maybe you guys want to come play.
Yeah,
you know, if I book the room.
When are you hoping to do that?
First thought was June, and then I talked to the drummer yesterday, and he's, you know, gonna be out west and stuff, so I might make a trip out there and do some jamming and maybe even play a show or two.
That'd be awesome.
I'm considering the lineup, you know, do we want to add a bass player, do I need to add a bass player, and I'd like to start playing more frequently around here just to get my chops up, because like that's kind of what I was supposed to be doing. So mm-hmm. I wasn't really sure.
Yeah.
So that's what's up with me.
Nice.
We awesome. All did a show in Elmville. It was awesome. And you can see my set on my YouTube channel from it. And hopefully we can do more shows around here, at least with all the restrictions are lifted March 21st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, it's crazy. Our new album comes out June 10th, and we've been talking about potentially doing a release party for it in Midland at the MCC potentially. So we're working that all out now. So that'd be really cool.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And maybe it'll be warm. I also like the idea of, like, they had some stages down here before for some events. Be cool to do something in town someday, you know, but
yeah.
I think Toronto's the focus, mm-hmm. right? I don't know. I mean, MCC sounds pretty awesome too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice venue. I like it there. We actually had a week prior to the tour, we went over to the MCC to do a few rehearsal shows with our production manager that was also our live sound guy.
And so Kevin's awesome.
Yeah, we went there and, you know, did a few
rehearsal shows. Shout out Kevin Grenier, best sound guy in the world.
Yeah, Kevin did our show in Elmville, and I recorded it. And the audio from that is the best set I've got recorded audio wise so far. And I, you know, thanks to him, it was better than it needed to be. So
yeah
awesome. Yeah. I also had a really good thing happen where I switched to the Axe FX's the right. night before. And my guy, shout out to AJ out in LA, who helped me program it so that my tuner button from the 11 rack now worked on the Axe FX. Shit like that.
Nice.
When I play, it's all Ableton. It all just goes without mm-hmm. doing anything. But it would be nice to have a bass player maybe instead of having keyboard.
Yeah.
Hmm. So any shows coming up?
No, but that's what we're working towards right now is the States, hopefully in the summer or the fall.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How about new songs?
New songs. Yeah, we got two more singles coming out. And then right after that, the new album's out in June.
Yep.
So four singles in total. We just dropped Lullabies and Love Me Like My Demons Do. Two more and then the album. Really excited for it too. It's great. It's the best album ever written.
So tell me about Riley. Bass player's not here right now.
No, let's not talk about that guy.
Fucking Riley, man. Jesus.
Killed it in the Elmville show.
Surprisingly, yeah. Riley, I'm a little bit jealous right now about his new endorsement deal with Dingwall Basses. I don't even have an endorsement yet.
Well, what do you do? Sing? Just be like, you know, hook me up.
Yeah.
Generally, that's their job. The people at NAMM, they're like, they're there to find artists. Because anyone who can get into NAMM had a reason to be there. If you can get into NAMM, you're showing some initiative to be able to go. It's kind of weird how that works.
Yeah, let's go this year.
I'd love to go to NAMM. You know what?
Don't book your show during the NAMM show.
No.
June. When is it again?
Yeah, exactly. Google that shit.
Well, we were talking earlier actually about the skateboarding. Uh-huh. And if I went down there, I'd love to do some skateboarding down there.
Well, duh.
It's a beautiful place to...
I'd love to go to all my favorite parks that you don't know about because you would never know unless you go to them. Yeah. Like Belvedere, freaking... What coast is this? I just love all those parks.
Yeah.
No, you've got a speech for sure.
You know, it's hard because I want to get out there and start doing stuff like that again, but
injuries.
Injuries and
I want to wear hockey gloves and go to Soldiers and Aurelia. Like hopefully not break anything.
I should just go where there's a massive foam pit and just
they have one at Woodward in Tehachapi. It's pretty sick. Insert clip.
Good at it before you try it for real at a skate park, and then you shouldn't fall and break your entire body. But
I just think just indefinitely do the foam pit.
Blue Rodeo, what are your guys' thoughts?
They're awesome because you know what they do on tour?
What?
They have hockey games with all the dudes on tour, like the whole road crew and everything, and it's like, you know, pretty sick.
Yeah.
Growing up, I didn't really like try so much because it was like country and I was all like Pantera, but I respect them and they've been around for a long time and people I know who've worked with them said that, you know, they're pretty cool dudes.
Right. We Rodeo?
Yeah, no, they're great. I don't know why he's been sending me their links the entire past week.
Dude, it's they're great.
Freaking me
fucking
out.
Blue Rodeo.
I don't know if you're working for them or something like that now.
It's probably just like him trying to be funny. But
yeah, literally, dude, a few days ago, Blue Rodeo just popped in my head. I've listened to them before. Like, I couldn't name a song, but.
Try.
I can't.
The song's called Try.
Oh, well, Try. And I just had a great idea. I'm like, what if I just started texting Zach every few days about Blue Rodeo and then kept bringing it up? You know, wouldn't that be funny?
Well, is it funny?
It's been great.
Leave in the comments below if that was funny. It was great. Worth it. Thank you.
I just don't understand. Like, why?
Well, now you need to do that to him with an artist that isn't really relatable to him in some way, or maybe that's a country artist from a while in the 90s. So like, now you'd send him some Bjork. See what happens.
Some Bjork.
That would be the same.
Yeah.
I'll go home and take the drop tune guitar that I have still tuned weird and put it to some Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we need to do that.
There you go.
I'm really stoked for the new Yoko album.
Yeah.
Yoko Ono.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's been brewing up an album for quite some time now.
Zach's biggest influence.
Are you producing it?
Are you kidding me?
That's a major deal.
That'd be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe John Lennon and Don Dyke died on the same day. Anyway, moving on. I'm a huge Beatles fan and Pantera. But, you know, Yoko Ono, I actually don't feel like she broke up the Beatles anymore after watching some of that thing that we were talking about last time.
That was a bold statement.
I don't think she broke it up. I mean, I think she was just there. I think it might have been annoying that she's there, but I don't think she had anything to do with the breaking up.
We brought tons of guitars and backup basses and everything on tour. Didn't break one string the whole time.
No, you never do, but you always have them.
I always have them. I've never broke a string live before.
How often do you change strings for guitar?
Well, when I'm only playing one song live, change them.
Oh, you see, I would change it every time.
I don't change it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because you don't know how long it's been sitting around for, and you forget, and you fuck with it, and the next thing you know, you got to do the one song better, put a brand new string on for that one time. You don't want to fuck it up. At the same time,
if
you know your guitars and you know where you're at with them, you can totally just not have to change them.
Well, no, they were brand new strings. The guitar was just set up.
Yeah.
So it was ready to go, but when I'm like at home and I play my guitar for recordings and stuff, I change them,
As
they break, or like every 4 months, I keep them in the cases and stuff too, so they're not like they're in good condition all the time, pretty much.
I got a good story for you on this one.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you know, from my guitar techs I've worked with some pretty good ones. A guy named Vegas told me that for Billy Duffy, he would change them every eight songs.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they play eight songs, change strings. But then a lot of guitar players have like weird tunings for weird songs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Thermocline, I used a Gibson, and if you broke a string, you could still play because it's like a locked bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I learned all the solos with each string broken. So if it ever happened, because I was just kind of bored at that point because it was easy to play it, I would just slowly go through them. And once in the song called Barfly, the string broke, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I did the other tuning, and I was so happy.
Jesus.
It was like the best thing ever to just have that.
Yeah.
So that happened. Nobody knows.
Yeah, you prepared for it to happen. So.
And it happened. Oh my God. And then one time my strap fell and broke.
That happened to me.
And I was playing, and I realized that the photo that we used for something was right when that happened, and the strap is hanging down, and I'm holding the guitar on my knee, and you didn't even notice, other than there's no strap. It's like, I have a photo.
Yeah, that happened to me a few years ago at the Opera House. During my solo, I think, or right before it, it's, you know, just came off the left side, and it fell, and I was like, I had to fucking get on the ground and put it on my knee to finish the solo.
The strap locks will unscrew. You need like Loctite or something.
I use the Dunlop clip-in ones. They've never broke. Never broke. The pair that broke, that was like an older pair. They were different. I forget.
I have a friend who really liked those, and I bought them for him, but then we looked at them. They're not for me. I don't know. I kind of like the little stirrup ones better.
Yeah.
But Loctite, I think. So drum stuff, Sabian.
Yep, Sabian endorsement.
Tell us.
Yep, I'm stoked. It's my favorite brand. I've been playing them since I started, and now I have an endorsement with them, which is amazing.
Yep,
it's sick.
It's like the probably the thing that breaks the most.
Yeah, drums. That and drumsticks.
Well, if there's anything in your band that you're constantly hitting with something, you know, like you think it'll break.
Didn't you just get an endorsement with
Yeah, I just reached out to Vader and I heard back from them, so that's really good. I'm really stoked about that.
For stands, I use DNAGuitarGear.com. They're awesome. I use it for the computer stand and for my little weird plastic guitar stands. You should check them out.
Yeah.
And they have like a 5-stand that can't be knocked over for your guitar and your computer. It can be knocked over.
I'll find a place for that in my drum kit for sure.
It's good for like if you have electronics and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how are you liking? You just started playing the Roland thing.
Yeah.
How are you liking it?
Scary.
It's scary?
Yeah.
It's kind of old. Because
you just into.
No, it's the best one. If you're going to play like electronic drums live, that's like the best one to get. But I like it. It allows us to play electronic parts live, which is dope.
Yeah.
You can put any WAV file and attach it to any pad.
Yeah.
I mean, Thermocline did that 20 years ago. It was like how we did the intro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We also use it to like cue up the next song as well.
Beautiful.
It has a lot of uses. It's great.
That's really sick.
And you can run like, other triggers through it and whatnot.
Do you ever have it problems with the triggers without you wanting it to happen? Because if the bass drum is too loud or anything. Okay.
No.
Sick.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I also switched away from triggers on my kick drum, which is cool. I'm just using a microphone in my kick now.
So what are some upcoming dates for us to think about for Falsett again? You have the albums coming out with a new single or video. Like what are all your new dates? Because we got to look
forward
to.
April 8th, our new song comes out, Medulla Oblongata. May 6th, our new song, Monarch, comes out.
And that's also the album?
And then that's also the album name. Cool. So June 10th, the album Monarch comes out.
Yeah.
And is it going to be worldwide?
Of course. Except not in Russia.
Where can they go to buy it? Falsett.co?
No. Spotify, Apple Music, you know, wherever.
But your website doesn't have links to that on
sure.
it?
Sure. Yeah, it will.
So you can just go there.
Sure. And
you can.
And we're also going to release CDs. As well vinyl. As vinyl, limited run of vinyl. So we're really excited about that too.
We should be doing a giveaway right now where anyone who clicks here gets like a whole bunch of stuff, but I forgot to set it up, so it's not gonna happen. All right, next time.
Yeah. But everyone watching this, go buy a t-shirt off falsett.co, and out of the first 100 people that buy a shirt,
golden ticket,
we'll pick one of those people and give you a second shirt for 50% off.
We'll give you a vinyl for free.
There you go. That's better.
That's pretty good.
Vinyl of the new album.
So there's one vinyl being given away.
Yeah. And we think we're going to do something like really cool and just have a really small limited run of vinyl and literally hand number them like 1 out of 50 or 1 out of 100, 1 out of 500, 2 out of 500, etc.
It's funny how like, you know, like it's hard to like get to pay for like, you have like a show somewhere and you want to have a bunch of people to party with, you kind of got to buy their tickets and stuff like that. But if you can get a golden ticket that you can give away to like a super fan that kind of gets them into your guest list all the time, but you just have to be careful that you don't give away too many. That'd be so awesome and so sick to have one that's almost tied to an NFT.
Of course. Yeah. That'd be the best way to do it.
Right. And like this NFT gets you into everything, but that means every show you got to buy that person a ticket, you know, right? Or something like that. So how could you do that without getting locked into that horrible world of having to buy someone a ticket each show? I've been thinking about that. I think it's kind of neat. So
I think it's really cool, but I think it's something that you have to wait until you have a really strong and wide fan base to.
Yeah, you can't start marketing shit like that until you have a fan base. But I'm telling you this, I think you have started that path.
Yeah, we definitely have. Think about we have a fan base out there, but not. It's not. Anywhere like we're taking this so much further than where we are right now, right? So once we're there, we'll start doing cool
and who knows what like Falsett will look like, you know, 5 years from now, 2 years from now. Maybe you'll change the band name, maybe you're going to be a cover band, and maybe it'll be girls in it, maybe it'll be the same, who knows.
It'll be not that,
but I'm trusting
it'll be not that.
That you guys will probably keep it the same way for quite a long time, and that just based on the longevity I've seen throughout your what you've been following and doing and have you been brought up, you know?
Yeah
it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, man,
I need better questions.
No, your questions are great.
They're great.
What were you thinking when you no okay so shout out to Andrew LaMarche. You gotta do that.
Who's what? Andrew who?
Andrew LaMarche.
Yeah, I do You're right. I have to shout out Andrew LaMarche. Thank you so much, buddy. I love you. You're a beauty.
There you go. Good. Who's man. That? Great drummer from Ottawa.
We'll talk later, okay?
What happened?
Nothing happened. He's a great guy.
Nobody's dead.
No.
Okay.
Movies? Okay. Any new movies?
Movies?
Or even series to watch?
Didn't you go see Batman last week?
Pretty good.
So just yes or no on Batman?
Yes, but like nothing will beat the Dark Knight for Batman.
Right, yeah. But once you watch the Dark Knight, you can't watch anymore because it's gone.
Yeah. Well, it's disintegrates. Still rewatch it, right?
It's a great movie. Disintegrates.
Yeah.
Video games?
No.
Just playing Call of Duty a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like on Hearthstone. I can't get past Gold 5. It's killing me.
Yeah.
Maybe next month.
Everyone's been talking about that new game called Elden Ring.
What kind of game is it?
I have no clue. Everyone just keeps talking. You've heard that too, right? Like everyone's talking about it.
Is it the new Fortnite?
Dark Souls?
No clue.
Does anyone play Fortnite? I've never played it.
I haven't really played.
Why is it so big and who cares? But why are the musicians?
Because it's like a different style of gaming. It's like the whole Battle Royale thing. Yeah. It's like last man standing, like big fucking group of people.
How big are the groups?
I think 100.
100 or more or something.
So I played Tetris 99 for a while, but I got bored of it.
Yeah.
99 people playing Tetris against each other. That was cool. Super Mario 35 was cool. It's been deactivated.
Mm-hmm. Like we have played live like ton of times, but not to this level, right?
With and that was sick,
dude. It was so much fun.
Now you have you have the experience of that. Now you can get that under your belt, and you have that on your resume.
Yes, sir.
Now you can get endorsements of that shit. Hey, ESP, we just played with one of the best guitar players in the world in Elmville.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know what I'm saying. You can totally use what you did.
I will try. I'll try again.
Well, just Blue Rodeo it.
Blue Rodeo. Just send them a bunch of
Blue Rodeo. It means try.
Give it a good old Blue Rodeo.
That's their song. Right? You got that?
Give it a good old try.
Try. Try. I better not content match on by singing it. Yeah. New record. We should throw to some songs. You know, like let's throw to Exodus. New record. New album. Exodus. We can listen to it. It's pretty sick.
Yep.
Oh, that was pretty awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. What else should we throw to?
I don't know.
Well, let's do one of your. We can do Blue Rodeo, but we can do one of your songs.
A few songs I've been listening to a lot lately is 5 Days in May, Bad Timing, Till I Am Myself Again, When You Were Wild, I Owe It to Myself, and all of these can be found under Blue Rodeo's Spotify. Great band. That's really all I can shout out.
So should we throw it to one of your singles?
Sure. Love Me Like My Demons Do, you know?
This is Love Me Like My Demons Do featuring Chance and Zach and Falsett.
Boom.
What will you say to me? Oh, the sky is falling.
Boom, you just put it right there.
I don't know how much.
So,
I don't know how much you can
Love
play
Me Like My Demons Do
of this song before
pre-save the new album.
YouTube will flag it, you know?
Who knows? Maybe I'll just mime it.
Play a little bit of it?
Yeah. I don't know. I think, I don't know how.
You see how that works, right? Well, you see there's ways around stuff.
Yeah, you gotta like shift it.
Well, I was just gonna take it and replace all the singing with Eddie Murphy's Donkey.
Eddie Murphy's
Donkey. And that stops.
Now I'm a blind talking donkey.
All right, well, now that comedy hour is ending. We forgot to hit record. No.
Imagine.
I mean, it could happen.
Do you know if we hit record?
Hey, how about this? Should we get drunk next time before the interview so we're a little more, like, fucked
ooh,
up?
Ooh,
I think we should get wasted.
Better question. Can we get drunk tonight?
No.
What if we have a shot?
Like, we'll get wasted before the interview and then turn it on and be
all, no table. Woo! We're just standing up in the fucking camera the whole time, like, face in the camera lens.
They would love to see
being
it.
Fucked.
They would love to see it.
That'd be great.
And we have to edit it, though. You have to do that, make sure you didn't
how about we just cut right now? And now we go
to the new video.
Yeah.
We're live. Here we are.
Good evening, everybody. We're back and we're drunk.
Hey. It's happened.
We did it.
I wish.
Dude, I love that jacket, man. Where'd you get that?
I got it at Spencer Gifts.
Spencer Gifts?
Mm-hmm.
Is it fitted?
Nice.
No.
You don't get fitted clothes.
No, I don't get clothes.
You're not one of those people. How about you?
Yes. Always tailored. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. I go into Sport Check. I'll buy my clothes. I bring it to the tailors.
Is that Abercrombie and Fitch or what is that?
Yep.
Is that what that is? Are those? Damn, that's pretty
Amber
stylish.
Crombie and Fitch.
Amber Crombie. Yes, sir. You know what? I've been wearing baggy clothes for like the last 6 months, and I've never been more in shape.
Well, I think it's because you got in shape that they're all baggy. Isn't
well,
but it?
Well, it's just, you know, I just never really trust in the way that you can see me. So everyone just assumes I'm fat, like I was before COVID. Just fat and lazy, not fat and fat, but like, you know.
No, fat and fat.
Yeah.
But I am not going
to
be.
All right, well, so we're going to go down to the Regal Beagle after this and see if Janet and Chrissy want to meet us there.
Yep.
But
sure.
I mean, Mr. Furley was saying probably he tried to tag along and Terry might be there, so he likes her. So I don't know. Maybe we can get Larry to come, but I think he just left. I don't care. We should go to the bar, though.
Yeah.
I mean, now that we're wasted.
Yep. Yes, sir. Well, I think that I'm taking over now. I think that ends it. This is season two of the Musician's Insider with my special guests, Aaron and Zach.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Peace out. Thanks for having us there.
Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good stuff. I'm proud of you guys. Sweater, all right.
That was
done.